Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Travis Turner Show. We thank you so much for being with us here on 1340 WNBS, our show streaming live at 1340WNBS.com. We move high speed thanks to our friends at Time Warner Cable, and we're going to be joined on the Time Warner Cable High Speed Hotline by the outstanding head coach of Murray High Lady Tigers basketball, Rochelle Turner. And as I mentioned to you a few moments ago, she certainly considered Pat Summitt her coaching hero, and someone that she has spent years trying to emulate the class and the grace and the professionalism with which Summitt ran her Tennessee program. And Coach Turner and Coach Summitt, many things in common. I think people who have seen or are familiar with both would certainly point to a similar competitive drive to succeed and to be able to achieve at the very highest level. But also they were coaches who got their start at a very young age, and few have ever earned a head coaching position earlier than Rochelle Turner began her Murray High career at the age of 23. But Pat Head, back in those days, coming off an All-American career at the University of Tennessee at Martin, she was just 22 when what was to be a graduate assistant coach position turned into being the head coach at the University of Tennessee. And of course, the rest is such unbelievable history. And the record for Summitt, the 8 national championships, I believe 18 Final Fours, over 1,000 victories to just 208 losses, if my memory serves me correctly. Pat Summitt, one of the most incredible coaching careers in American team sports, men, women, you name the sport, doesn't matter. It's one of the most incredible careers of all time. But she is the unique person whose impact on folks that she either did not know at all or barely knew be hard to measure. And it is rare the coach whose impact in that way even overrides and outweighs the amazing career they had in the competitive arena. And as you'll hear our friend Susan Lax tell you coming up in a little bit, Pat was just such a good human being. I know that was something that most folks could tell even from a distance. But one of my lasting memories will be of her is when Rochelle had collected the 100th victory of her young career at Murray High. I was trying to think of, you know, something special to commemorate that. And I got in touch with Susan and I said, hey, could you pull some strings maybe, and through your connections at Tennessee, could you get Pat to sign a media guide or something and sign it to Rochelle, and congratulations on her 100th victory. And within a few days in the mail came that media guide, signed and inscribed by Pat Summitt. And that was just, you know, she was someone who did nice things for people, which is a simple grace, but a powerful one when you have that kind of platform. So let's bring Coach Turner in. And, you know, I know a tough day for someone that that you admired and respected so much to know what she went through in her final days and then passing. I know that's hard, but I know you appreciate you know, how much she inspired and motivated you. And if you will, just talk a little bit about what Pat Summitt has meant to you as a person, as a player, as a basketball coach.
Well, she personified greatness, and she made you want to be great. She never settled for mediocrity. And when you thought you'd given everything you could give, you gave a little bit more, because even though you didn't play for her, even though you may not have even been in her presence very often, you could see that glare, and you could see what she was saying to you without saying anything, is be your best. You know, women have, and young ladies have, the same opportunities. We're going to make sure that girls basketball is on the map, and we're going to move to new heights through Title IX and all these things. And you just wanted to be better for her, if nothing else. And she has many a quote that she has used throughout the years that I know we've pulled and used several times. But the one quote that she shared that's probably been what the Lady Tiger basketball has been about is when she said, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's something that I took to heart early in my career, and that's something that I've continued to put forth every single year with these kids and in this program. Is, and it's something that is true. If the kids know that you care about them on and off the floor and you have their best interest at heart, they'll run through walls for you. And that's what our kids in the Murray High program have done for us.
Do you remember when you first became aware of who Pat Summitt was and she became someone that you looked up to and modeled yourself after?
Well, it was very early. My mom likes to tell the story of the Tennessee games being on and me watching them. And I would say probably about the age of our youngest son, Cade, maybe a little bit older. And I would line my stuffed animals up on the couch. And when she would be yelling instructions or getting on a player, I would turn and do the same thing to my stuffed animals. I'd kneel down before them in timeout, and I would just try to emulate her and what she was doing. So, I mean, it's crazy to think that that I would be so into it at that young of an age. But just to watch her from such an early time to be able to take over a program and to be able to put to the heights that she's at was unbelievable to me. And she was just someone that you looked up to and you just appreciated and you respected for everything that she meant.
Well, and I don't think it's overstating to say that not only did she build the University of Tennessee's women's basketball program, the Lady Vol brand, into something amazing, she, as much as anybody, is also responsible for building modern women's college basketball. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that any of us would be where we are today without her impact and influence and her willingness to do whatever it took to get not only her program, but just women's basketball as a whole to the level that it's at. I mean, I know in late years, obviously, the Tennessee-Connecticut rivalry didn't happen for various reasons. But, you know, she was the one that got that started because she knew that that was going to help lead to the greatness that it was. She just was a pioneer. I mean, I know people don't use that word maybe as much as now, but she just was a catalyst for everything good in women's basketball. I mean, the graduation rate that her players that completed 4 years had, I mean, every player graduated, and that just goes to show you that it wasn't just about what can you do for me, what can these kids do for me. She said, what can I do for them? What can I do to make them better young ladies? What can I do to help them graduate? What can I do to help them succeed? And I know even beyond that, she's played such a role in helping a lot of her former players to get jobs, head coaching jobs and other jobs. So, I mean, her impact on their lives went way beyond the 4 years that she played for them. They played for her.
You had a chance to meet her. What was that like?
Oh, it was crazy. The excitement of the whole deal. I was talking to Monica on the phone a little bit ago and we were reliving that trip. When we got to go in her office and I got to sit behind the desk, and I mean, I was like a kid on Christmas. Even at that point, and to be able to watch two practices, listen to her speak, couldn't even sleep the night before. It was just so exciting. She never really was a celebrity type figure to me, like I would think of a celebrity. She was just what you wanted to be. She was, you know, she was more like a hero, more somebody that you just looked up to and that you wanted to try to strive to work as hard as she did and to be what she was. She was so down to earth, so just a sweet spirit when you talk to her. And she, you know, a person like that could spend all day talking about themselves, but she wanted to know about our little program in Murray. She wanted to know the size of our school and how long we had been coaching and, you know, those different things. She just truly cared about people, and she made sure to make everyone she came in contact with feel like they were her friends and that they were important to her.
I know one of the things about her that you've always admired and try and follow, too, was not just her drive and her ability to obtain success, but the way that she handled it and the way that she treated other people.
You never would know. I mean, if she won her 8th championship or she had a disappointing loss, she always maintained that same level of integrity. Even when things went sour with Geno, she never would come out and publicly just bash him like people do these days. I mean, especially with social media and everything else, somebody's willing to bash you at the blink of an eye. And she just never would do that because she understood that she not only represented herself, but she represented all the young women that played for her. She represented her university. She represented women's basketball. And she was just such a class act. And in everything that she did. And she, you know, she proved to the world that tough love can work when you're coaching basketball. I mean, she would, you know, be as hard on her players as she felt like that she needed to, but she was also that coach that would pat them on the back and give them a hug and tell them how much she loved and appreciated them in the next minute. And I think that just was what made it work for her. I mean, you can't be tough all the time and you can't be soft all the time, but she just had a way about her to get the best out of each and every player that she had. And that just made her very special.
When you think about her career and from the basketball standpoint, you go back to those Shamequa Holzclaw-led teams, and you had Tamika Catchings and Samika Randall. I guess probably the height of her program at that time, teams that were arguably as good as any we've ever seen in women's college basketball.
Yeah, she was able to put together a lot of talent during those years. But, you know, the thing that if you have coached that you understand is that talent doesn't necessarily equal championships. Because when you bring that much talent into a program and have to make sure that all the egos are fed that are coming into it and make sure that everybody feels like that they're getting theirs. And, you know, to be able to bring those type of players in and make them a team and make them one unit that's working for the same goal, sometimes that's your hardest coaching job. I know people say, oh, just roll the ball out there and let them play. She didn't even have to coach that bunch. That's not true. I mean, she probably spent as much time working on those teams and the chemistry and making sure that that everything was working into one unit as much as she did the years that they weren't as good. And that's just the respect that I have for her. I know that she worked harder than any player that she ever coached. And I think when a coach can sit back and say, I'm working hard for you, and I expect you to work hard for me. And when the players see that on a daily basis and see how much she puts into them, then she gets that in return. And I think that's one of the secrets to her success.
In terms of the kind of basketball that her teams played, what would you say was signature in a Pat Summitt coach team?
Well, just the way they rebounded the basketball and got out and ran the floor, I think that probably was what transcended basketball, is the way they played. It wasn't walk the ball up the floor and let's make X amount of passes and try to do this, try to do that. They just played. I mean, you know, she says one of her greatest quotes is offense sells tickets, defense wins games, and rebounding wins championships. And I always thought, man, I think you got to score and you got to defend. But, you know, as you get into it and you realize a lot of teams can't beat you on that first shot. And we've used that a lot, especially going into big games that we've had the last several years. Is, you know, we don't feel like that if we give them one shot. And you know, and that comes from her. But just the defense and getting after people and full court pressure and running them up and down the floor. You know, she played a brand of basketball that was fun to watch. And, you know, and once you went and watched it, and then you kind of fell in love with it. And you not only fell in love with the way that she fell in love with her, but you fell in love with the way her kids played. And that just made more Orange show up every single night because of the way they went about things. And it was just a great brand of basketball.
You know, we are in 2016, and Title IX legislation at this point is well over 40 years old. But I know in some quarters the fight for equality and certainly the fight for respect for women's sports continues. But Pat Summitt, you know, we talk about her transcendent impact, just a true champion for women's athletics, any kind of sport at all. And I think she also was a champion for women, period, to let women know, hey, we can do these things. We are equal to men. We are capable of leading and building and doing these great things. And I know that, too, has to be something that has inspired you over the years.
Absolutely. I mean, just to know that you can, and just to know that she paved that way for you, and that there are so many women, including myself, that are opportunities to be head coach at every level because of her. And I know that that the salaries and those type of things at the college level for women are because of her. I mean, she set that standard. She made sure that everybody sat back and take notice that we can do this. And I think as you go through on social media or wherever and read today, I mean, you'll read the impact that she's had on almost every coach. There is not one female coach in her, you know, in her generation or through today that is not impacted by her. And I also read a lot where today where kids said, I never played for her, but I played for her every day. I mean, she was what pushed me at practice. She's what made me go out in the backyard and get extra shots up or work on my ball handling. I mean, she's just impacted so many people in so many ways. And I think a lot of that is because of her strength. I mean, she was not going to take no for an answer in any way. And she would not accept mediocrity. She would not accept lack of effort. And I think that was in her life in general. And everybody that she touched in some way took a piece of that with them.
A very impressive career, a more impressive life. And again, when you can touch people you don't know, you have quite a platform, and you're using it very, very well. And few have ever done it as well as Pat Summitt has. You know, going forward, as we finish up for you, I have to think that even though she'll be gone, for you and for so many others, that impact will continue.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I pull stuff from her all the time. I have videos back when she first started coaching to when she was winning national championships, and I'll throw those in, and I'll just pull a little bit of word of wisdom from her, or I'll see a play that she ran. I'll go back and look at the notes that I took when we did get to go to her coaching clinic, and I've still got some old games of hers on film. So I mean, she will forever be a piece of what we do and what I do, because if you're not going to emulate the best, then don't try to emulate anyone at all. And I know there'll be a lot of arguments about the greatest of all time, and I know Geno deserves to be in that conversation, but to me, she will be the greatest of all time. And I don't figure in my lifetime I'll ever let anybody debate that without giving it back to them as best I can.
Well, I know she would be very proud of you and all of the women coaches that have followed in her footsteps, because the growth of the sport, I know, was always so important to her, and seeing things done right. And so she's got a lot of folks out there that have done it Pat's way, and that indeed is something to be very, very proud of. Coach, thanks so much for the time and sharing your memories and the impact of Pat Summitt. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.